Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. We're online at kpcg.fm and have a live link at thetrumpet.com as well. And you can get our podcasts wherever you like to get your podcasts. We have quite a bit of programming here on KPCG that I think you'll be interested in. Well, I'm always interested in the why of things. If I'm going to do something, I want to know why, because it helps me just to have a focus on it. Now, we need to ask ourselves, why should we study the Bible? It's important to do it, but why should we do it? Why is it important? And if we don't really understand the why, then it's far too easy to not do it. So why we need to study the Bible is that the Bible provides us the foundation of all knowledge. That's one of the big reasons. I didn't hold you in suspense for too long there, but we'll talk about this more as we go. In the Bible, God gives us instruction, and He shows us some things that we need to do, and then He shows us other things that we should not do. It's knowledge that we couldn't get anywhere else. Now, if you have lived very long, no doubt you have seen biblical principles play out over time. You've seen God's word work. Now, just consider what happens, say, to people who lie as opposed to those who tell the truth. Well, in the long run, people who lie have all sorts of problems, don't they? And of course, you know, people might go on for quite a while with some things like that, but eventually there's problems. And the opposite is true. If people tell the truth, they follow biblical principles such as that, they have success. God's word, the Bible, shows us the path to success. And it shows us what to avoid to keep us away from harm. These are some of the reasons we need to study the Bible. It's the why of why study the Bible. Here's a quote from our Bible correspondence course. This is from Lesson 1, and the free course is available at thetrumpet.com. Please sign up for it. It's an educational service. It says, the Bible is simply God's divine revelation. See, that's important. It's information that we couldn't get anywhere else. The Bible is simply God's divine revelation of basic needed knowledge that man is not capable of finding out for himself by any other means. We can look at it, if we'll believe it, and realize, okay, here's the way to be successful. It's laid out in the Bible. And the way to failure is also laid out so that we understand which path to take and how to go. You know, we don't know what to do unless God reveals it. God's word tells us. Think of the commandments. God tells us, don't lie, don't steal, you know, keep the Sabbath day holy. All of those things, how would we know to do it unless God revealed it? The Bible is full of that revelation from God of basic knowledge that we need, that we wouldn't find out any other way. So it's a treasure trove of information for our good, for our benefit. Just consider a few things that the Bible shows us. And again, information that we can't get anywhere else. The Bible shows us the truth about life after death. That's a big one. You know what happens after this physical life ends. The Bible shows us. It shows us the purpose of why we're alive. You know, people will wonder that sometimes. They'll say, well, what's the point? Why am I alive? They might look at their fish, if they have a fish tank, and think, why am I different than that fish? There's a lot of questions, and they're good questions. The Bible gives us answers to these things. It also shows us the way to success, the way to be happy, the way to have an abundant and peaceful life here and now in this life, and then to continue to have happiness and joy beyond this physical life. See, the Bible is a living book. And God gave it to us because he loves us and he wants us to enter into his family. He wants us to use it. It's for our good. Notice 1 John 4 and verse 16. We'll look at a few passages from the Bible. And if you have a Bible handy, it'd be great to get it out so we could look at these passages together. 1 John 4 and verse 16, it says, "And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him." God gives us the Bible because he loves us, because it's for our good. It's a gift. It's something we can use, and it's vitally important for our success. He didn't have to give it to us, but he chose to. He chose to. And God gave us the Bible so that we can be happy, we can enjoy an interesting life now, and ultimately fulfill our potential, which is being born into the very kingdom and family of God. And he tells us all about that in the Bible. We wouldn't know those things otherwise. And for those that don't really look into the Bible or don't put value on it, they don't understand the answers to these questions. And so they try to come up with some other ideas, but the truth of these matters is only in the Bible. We can't find it any other way. Notice another passage over in Psalm 119. Psalm 119, and we'll look at verse 105. And it talks about the value of the Bible. Again, why we should study the Bible. It says, "Your word," talking about the Bible, "is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So God's word, when we study it, when we use it, it lights up the direction that we should go. And you know how painful it is if you get up in the middle of the night and it's dark and you stub your toe. That hurts. It can hurt quite badly. And that's a pain we want to avoid. How would we avoid it in the physical sense? Well, you turn a light on, right? Or you get a flashlight or something so you can see where you're going. Well, God's word is a light to our paths, so we can see where to walk, so we can see where not to walk, so we can avoid stubbing our toe in life and avoid more serious issues than that. And also, beyond just avoiding the problems, walking in a path that leads to success. The Bible shows us the way to go. And so we can see there's so much value in the Bible. We should study it. Why? Because it's a living book, and it shows us God's knowledge that we couldn't understand on our own, or we couldn't come to on our own. We need him to show us. And it leads to our success. And God gives it to us because he loves us. Where do we begin to study our Bible? Well, that's up to everybody individually. You know, you might have a specific subject that you want to understand better. You know, maybe you're at that time of life where you're raising small children. Well, what does the Bible say about that? There's a lot of information in there about how to do that. Or maybe you find yourself in a trial and you need to see what promises God makes to you so that you can have faith in those promises, so you can believe him and what he promises. So that's essential to look into the Bible for that. Or many are interested in what is going to happen in the future. And we all should be interested in that. Well, the Bible contains a lot of prophecy. In Matthew 24, for example, Christ spoke about what to look for in the lead up to his second coming. And that should be very interesting to all of us. It will affect all of us. And that's in the Bible. We couldn't know it any other way. And now there are people, of course, that say there is no God, that we just simply evolved. Well, a great place to start Bible study is to prove that God does exist and he is the creator and that his word is true. That's essential to prove that. Again, notice this quote from lesson one of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence course. It says, "One natural and proper starting place to begin our study of the Bible would be at the very beginning with God as creator, at the very first chapter of Genesis, and compare the Bible account of creation with the modern theory of evolution. To study the creation of man, the origin of Satan, the first sin, and then to continue on from there through the Old Testament." And of course, if you go into the New Testament, there's a time period talked about there that goes back even further than that. So there's a lot of things we can look at in the Bible, and we need to, again, make sure we understand that God does exist and his word is revelation from him. And we should be able to prove that God is a creator and that his word is true. Notice this passage in Romans 1. Romans 1 and verse 20. Here Paul is giving some great admonition and really some needed correction for society today especially. But he says, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." See, we can look at creation. We can look and say, well, okay, there's this wonderful creation here. There has to be this amazing, loving creator. You know, you yourself are a created being. I'm a created being. Who made us? You know, we didn't just come from nowhere. We were created. And how do we work? How do we operate physically? And how do our minds work? And all of those things. Well, God shows us. And he teaches us about that in his word. There is no excuse to not study into God's word and approve his existence. And we can do that. We can look at what God says. We can look at the creation. There's a lot of proof of God's existence. You know, there's nothing that exists without being created by someone. You know, if you look around the room you're in right now, it might be similar to mine. I have a lamp. Who made that lamp? Well, I know somebody made it. Who made the chair that I'm sitting in? Who made the desk that I'm sitting at? I'm speaking into a microphone. Who made that? Well, somebody made it. Everything in here was made by somebody. God is the creator of all things. Where did the earth come from? How insane is that to think that the earth just sort of, you know, came about by unintelligent design? Well, no one would be foolish enough to say that a lamp came about without intelligent design. Of course, and that's just something physical that's pretty basic and we see all the time. But the earth, you know, even though it is a physical creation as well, it's massive, of course. And then the universe beyond that, those are things that had to be created. So you can get into the Bible and you can prove that. And Paul talks about that in Romans 1. Look, yeah, you can see what God made. These are, again, things that we can really use our Bibles to prove out. You know, we do look and we do observe and we should, but then we have to get back to what God reveals and what God shows us. You can do that and prove that God exists. And that should make us really want to get more into the Bible, because we know that the Creator didn't just create the earth. He created us. He created our minds. He knows how it works. And we should be very interested in that understanding. Notice 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. There's a very specific admonition to study the Bible and to really prove things out. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, it says, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So again, we see here that we need to be studying the Bible. It's something we've got to be engaged in. We've got to put effort into it. We want to be a workman in terms of our study. You know, it takes some work to dig into the Bible, but it's rewarded with great knowledge, great insight. Then again, God has to open our minds, but we have to do our part in really opening the Bibles and looking at them and looking at the words that God has inspired. A little further in 2 Timothy, we see what the Bible is for, even more specifically, again, sort of looking at the why of Bible study. All of these things are important. But here's another part of it, and this really answers the why we should study the Bible. 2 Timothy 3, verses 14 through 17. It says, "But continue you in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them." So we need to make sure we're learning from God's word. Verse 15, "And that from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures." Timothy was being encouraged here. He knew the Holy Scriptures since he was a child. And Paul says, "which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." If we're studying our Bibles diligently, we should become wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Verse 16, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable." It's good for us. It's beneficial. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. You know, it teaches us the way God thinks. It shows us what we should do. We do come across some things that we're not doing correctly when we look at God's word and measure ourselves. So good. We need that correction there. And for instruction in righteousness. We're not going to get that any other place. It comes from the Bible. Verse 17, here's the purpose of all of it, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. God loves us, as we looked at earlier. He wants us to be in his family. He wants us to be happy like he's happy and have joy and success and all of those things that he has and be perfect like he's perfect. And so we have to be looking at God's word and then striving to apply it and growing and developing and becoming more and more like God. All of those things, all of those reasons are reasons of why we should study the Bible. And there's probably more we could talk about or think about, but there's a lot of reasons why we should do it and why it's important. It's a lamp unto our feet. It lights our direction. It shows us where to go. It teaches us knowledge. It shows us God's divine revelation of basic needed knowledge that we're not capable of finding out for ourselves by any other means. Man looks at physical things and looks at the creation and the material of the physical universe and can make a few things and does a pretty good job with that. Look at all the things man has made, but spiritual knowledge and understanding that only comes from God. You know, how to live, how to think, how to have the right attitude, what the right attitude is. I mean, all of those things, they come from God. What's the way that leads to success? All of those answers are in the Bible, but we do have to dig them out. We have to look at them. And as we read there in 2 Timothy, we have got to be workmen, working at it so that we can rightly divide the word of truth. And our correspondence course will really help you do this, the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. It's free at thetrumpet.com. Make sure you sign up for that and take it. Lesson one is the one we start with, and it's a great one because it gets into some of this. Well, why study the Bible? Because we need to understand the why to really put the proper importance and value on it. That's all the time we have for this edition of Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Thank you for spending some of your time with me today. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.